This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, and I am rolling solo this week, except for this one segment. All right, there's two segments. I need company. I need help, frankly. Editor Tricia McKinney, she's in here to help me ramble.
Yes.
And demanding water, by the way. Here comes Dan Pashman. You had a little diva moment there.
I know, I did. I poured myself a cup of water.
This is the way it went. Just pick the phone. Did Pashman take my water? If he did, he's in trouble. Get it in here.
That's right.
And then the phone went down.
I'm sorry,
I didn't even pull that.
I'm never this organized. I poured myself a cup of water, and then it had gone missing. I have a cold, so there we go.
You did good, diva. You did good.
Thanks,
go ahead.
Thanks, baby. All right, so let's make this worth it. A court in Sicily has ruled that an accused mafioso will now serve house arrest instead of going to jail because he's too fat for jail.
Oh, no.
This guy apparently weighs 462 pounds, and he spent 6 months in prison in four different prisons, according to his lawyer. And guards at the first two prisons said it was too much work. They had to constantly help this guy get dressed and undressed and move around and go to the bathroom. And then other prison guards said there's no bed big enough for the guy. He couldn't get through the bathroom door, and that they wouldn't be able to help him if, for any reason, he had a medical emergency.
Now, I have to say something really inappropriate. Isn't prison food terrible, or is it really good in Italy, like every other thing you go out to eat in Italy?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I haven't spent much time in Italian prison, so I can't really give you that kind of feedback. But, I mean, I don't think he had been there very long. I think he weighed a lot before he went to jail.
Gotcha.
Anyway, he's accused of, he was one of those guys rounded up last year in that big Salvatore Lo Piccolo bust in Sicily, so...
This one, back in the States, art buyers beware. Actually, it's an international art ring, I should say. Federal prosecutors are charging four American art dealers with participating in this international art fraud ring that allegedly sold thousands of fake Picassos, Dalis, and Chagall prints. Now, the prosecutors say the forgers, along with three Europeans, made more than $5 million selling the fake art. Now, this might have been a clue. They were selling it on eBay. Just saying, you might want to go to Christie's if you're buying a Picasso. One dealer is accused of selling so much fake art that the other forgers warned her, you know, you better cut back. Two of the dealers are from Chicago. Prosecutors say one of them spoke in code as he discussed the fake art over the phone with his European contacts. Another dealer is accused of forging the artist's signature on the fake prints. These guys were really bold.
I'm just kind of amazed it's only $5 million. I mean, these things are, I guess...
Well, let's put it this way. It's the $5 million they found.
That's true.
What's up next, Tricia?
Well, spring today has sprung. Yes. Actually, it apparently has started springing early. And while a lot of people might think that's a good thing, actually biologists are worrying. The Associated Press put out this really interesting story. They interviewed about 30 scientists who all kind of pointed to different anecdotal evidence that things are happening a little bit too early. Like, for example, the cherry trees in Washington, D.C. are about to bloom, and it's about a week early than the traditional start of the blooming season. There's a butterfly in California that wouldn't normally come out until mid-April. It's been fluttering around for about a week already. There's already pollen in the air. In Philadelphia, they've detected some pollen that you wouldn't even be able to measure until the end of next month. So, this has had some biologists alarmed. They're saying, you know, with the codependence on animals and plants, like if there's a plant that blooms and an animal depends on it, maybe the food comes earlier than the animal would get the food, and that would affect the animal. Maybe birds are laying eggs too early, and so the chicks hatch too early. The insects that they eat aren't there yet, and so they're really pointing to they're blaming global warming for this. And saying it could be an indicator of bad things to come. Sorry to bring everybody down.
That's all right. I'll bring him back up with Japan's new ambassador is anime, and the country's foreign minister is giving this job to an anime cat.
Who else could do that job?
Exactly.
I mean, if you think about it.
Ambassador Doraemon, a cartoon robot cat who has traveled back in time from the 22nd century. Doraemon reports to, quote, convey to the people abroad what ordinary Japanese people think, our lifestyles, and what kind of future we want to build.
Well, he would know the future.
He would. He's been there. He can report back. He's got a couple quirks. Likes to eat red bean pancakes, apparently.
that. That's a selling point.
All right. Apparently, Astro Boy, another cartoon icon, was named last November as ambassador for overseas safety.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I knew the woman who did the voice for Astro Boy.
You did?
I did. Her name's Billy Lou Watt.
Well, hi, Billy Lou.
That's really apropos of nothing.
No, it's a brush with fame.
I'm so glad I had that water so that I could say that.
Right here in the Bryant Park Project. Editor Tricia McKinney. Thanks, Tricia.
I'm going to take a big gulp right now.
That's The Ramble. You can find these links to these stories on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Go order Pashman around some more.